The British Foreign Office says it will be challenging Israel over its treatment of Palestinian children in custody. It comes after a team of 9 senior legal experts travelled to the West Bank to see how Palestinians as young as 12 are treated when arrested. The team found, among other things, that the maximum period of detention without access to a lawyer is 48 hours and 14 minutes for an Israeli child, 90 days for a Palestinian. Palestinian children are often arrested for things like throwing stones at soldiers. That can often lead to them being hooded and shackled in handcuffs and leg irons. That apparently does not happen to Israeli children. Britain's former Attorney General, Baroness Scotland, was part of the team which went to the West Bank, and she says it's the discrepancies in the treatment which break the terms of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child.
Every state who is bound by the UN Convention on Children has to comply with the same standards. Now, Israel is a convention country. They've agreed those standards in 1991, and therefore they, as any other state, have to treat children within their jurisdiction, whether they are Israeli or Palestinian, in the same way.
And yet Israeli children are treated very differently from Palestinian children, aren't they? I mean, Israel's record when it comes to dealing with its own children is actually quite good, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is. And that's why we took as an acceptable standard the standard that Israel holds herself to in relation to children.
So how does Israel justify the fact that it has a humane, advanced record when it comes to treating its own children and yet is prepared, it seems, to shackle Palestinian children?
Well, I think that's one of the things that Israel has to answer for herself. Now, we accept entirely that children throwing stones can be very dangerous. It can be lethal. And that is so whether an Israeli settler's child throws stones or a Palestinian child throws stones, equally bad. And so any state in that situation has to treat those two children who are doing something which is equally dangerous and equally bad and for poor motives in a similar way. And if you look at the procedure that is adopted towards an Israeli child and the procedure adopted towards a Palestinian child, they differ.
Because in the final analysis, a 12-year-old child throwing a stone, once you have stopped that 12-year-old child from throwing a stone, is no longer a threat. So it would seem that the shackling of them is intended as some kind of punishment or example.
The convention is very clear that shackles shouldn't be used, and if they, certainly not with children, if they are used, they should only be used to stop someone running away or to get them to a certain place. But once you're in court, those shackles should be removed. But now we would say that shackles aren't appropriate to use in relation to children.
Well, you're a lawyer, and there are no doubt rules and regulations that govern this sort of thing, international agreements, but just as a human being, the idea of a 12-year-old being shackled, there is something morally repugnant about that.
Well, it's deeply upsetting. Now, what we tried to do is just put up a mirror and say, OK, if this is an acceptable standard for an Israeli child behaving badly, because I think let's accept that throwing stones can be very dangerous.
I'm not making out that these kids are angels.
No, absolutely. So what we were doing is say, accept everything everyone says about that, but then you have to treat children the same. Fairness is critical, and there is no basis upon which any state can differentiate between the way in which they treat people based on their race, their religion, their nationality, or their ethnicity.
Because at the moment it seems as though Israel is treating some children as children and some other children as something other than children.
Well, I think they're treating children differently. And I think if you're going to treat people differently, you have to have a really good reason for doing that. And we couldn't find any good reason why the two sets of children doing something equally bad should be treated differently.
You say that Israel has made improvements in recent months. Surely an instant improvement would be just to stop this practice of shackling and hooding.
It would indeed. And the people we met in Israel said that they didn't approve of shackling, and shackling should not take place. So clearly what has to happen is you've got to make sure it doesn't happen.
I was talking there to Britain's former Attorney General, Baroness Scotland.